Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're continuing with the etiquettes. Person is going on journey. And what is the etiquettes? One is bidding him farewell, wishing him, making dua for him, and at the same time asking him that he's going out, he should make dua for us. So these are from among the etiquettes of a person that is traveling, a person is leaving and he's going. So here we'll also find in today's hadith that the importance of making dua at the time when a person is leaving, and advices. Sometimes the big person is giving the younger person advice, or sometimes the younger person now is giving those people that are even younger than him, he's giving them advice, etc. It depends on the situation. But at the time when a person is leaving, advice is given, du'as are given, and request for du'as also is made. عن سالم بن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما كان يقول للرجل إذا أراد سفرا أدن مني حتى أودعك كما كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يودعنا فيقول أستودع الله دينك وأمانتك وخواتيم أعملك رواه الترمذي. هذا سالم بن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهم Anhuma narrates that Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma used to say to a person who intended going on a journey. Now look at what a nice narration, what a nice chain this is. Hazrat Salim is the son of Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar. Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar is the son of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. So the grandson is relating from his father, who's relating from his father. What a nice chain of hadith. Grandson is narrating from his father, who heard from his father, who is narrating what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do. So when there is deen in the family, and there is a concern that deen must remain in the family, generally you will find Allah Ta'ala will keep deen in that particular family. That, yeah, look at this, three lineages, and what a golden chain this is, that relating hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam via the family members. How many years later we taking the name of the grandson, the father and the grandfather. So anyway, Hazrat Salim is relating from his father, Hazrat Salim ibn Abdullah bin Umar is relating from his father, Abdullah bin Umar, who is saying that Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu used to say to a person who intended going on a journey, come closer to me that I may say farewell to you, just as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say farewell to us. He would then say, then Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma, he would then say these words. In other words, the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should try and learn these words. Person is coming to meet us. Person is leaving. A person is going. Or we meet a person that is leaving. What words, what dua should we make? In Islam, we thought duas to go to the toilet, duas to leave the toilet, duas when we're wearing our clothes, duas when entering the home, duas when leaving the home, entering the masjid, leaving the masjid. So we, alhamdulillah, we have taught duas on all occasions. At this occasion also, what dua do we make? A person is leaving and he's departing. We are meeting him. What dua do we make for him at that moment? Even the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a miracle. That at that moment, what specific duas Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make? So now he is explaining, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say farewell to us in these ways, with this dua, that he would then say, I entrust to Allah your religion. You are leaving now, you are going out for whatever reason. You may be going for business, you may be going for some religious reasons, for some deeny reason. Whatever reason you are going for, I entrust Allah to your deen. In other words, deen is something that is the ultimate, that whilst you are out on journey, you are going to be tested with your deen. Sometimes it may be the air hostesses on the plane. Sometimes it may be the hotel that you are staying in China. Sometimes it may be places you are going to in Dubai. But you are going to be tested in your deen. Therefore, I am entrusting your deen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, Allah ta'ala must look after your deen. But a nice first part of the dua, أَسْتَوْدِعُ اللَّهَ دِينَكَ, that I am entrusting your deen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala look after your deen. This is the most precious thing. You will have dollars with you in your pocket. You'll have foreign currency. You'll have other things with you that you're traveling with, your hand luggage and your luggage. But the most precious thing that you are traveling with is your deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect your deen. I'm handing your deen over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he protects it. So this is the first part of the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make. The next thing he was saying, your trust, astawdi Allah deenak wa amanatak, that whatever trust you have got, whatever trust that you have been left with, you've got, you have been entrusted with your goods that you're leaving behind, you've been entrusted with the family that you have been left behind, whatever things that you have been entrusted with, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must take care of that. So the first thing that we worried about is Allah ta'ala taking care of the deen. Then comes all the other trust a person has as far as his material possessions are concerned. Yeah, under this explanation that may Allah ta'ala protect your trust means protect your obligations of your family, your home, your rights of fellow human beings on a journey, whatever shari obligations also you have, whatever obligations you have, may Allah ta'ala protect that for you. One of the reasons ulama explained why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make this dua, one, we understand why protect your deen, because when you're traveling, your deen can be challenged. But why this second part of this dua is that whatever obligations, etc. you have, is because some, very often when a person is out, he may lack, or he may be lackadaisical as far as his obligations are concerned. Often we find people complain that person is owing me money, and this person is gone overseas, he's gone for a holiday. He's owing me money and he's gone for Umrah. He's owing me money and this person suddenly has gone out of the country. We don't know where he's gone. So very often a person's trust, those obligations that he has to people, has other obligations and amanat that he needs to fulfill, that gets left because of the travel that he makes. So therefore, ulama explained, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in his dua also covered this aspect, that your responsibility to those that you have left behind, also I'm entrusting that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the second part of the dua. And then the third part of the dua, wa khawatima amalik, that your final actions, your last actions, I'm entrusting that also to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The way you end up your life, the way you finish your life, whatever your last actions. In other words, at that time also, not unaware of akhirat, that I'm entrusting your last actions also to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everyone has to die. Whether you die on a journey when you're leaving and you're going, whether you die at home, whether you die in the hospital, whether you die on the road, wherever it is, that is immaterial. The thing is, how you pass away is what is important. Therefore, this third part of the dua, your final actions also, I'm entrusting it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a beautiful dua. If we can't remember the Arabic, at least try to remember the English. Whenever we are meeting somebody, bidding them farewell, they are leaving, remember these three duas, the three duas that are in this one dua. Astawdi Allah deenak, that I entrust, the first part of this dua is that I entrust Allah ta'ala to your deen. I entrust Allah ta'ala to Allah ta'ala in charge of your deen. Astawdi Allah deenak. Wa amanatak, and whatever amanat, whatever trust you have also, we explain about the family, about the wealth, about the obligations. Also, the second part, I entrust your amanat to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third part, your final actions, wa khawatima amalik, your final actions also I'm entrusting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So at least let us try to learn the English if we can't learn the Arabic. First one is, I'm entrusting, astawdi Allah deenak, I'm entrusting your deen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm entrusting your amanat to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm entrusting your final actions also to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Allah ta'ala we have full trust. So therefore a person is making dua for the one that is leaving in this condition. What a comprehensive dua to make for a person that is going out on journey. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.